The world is always going to disappoint. There's nothing in this world that will fill you forever. It will fill you temporarily, but there will come a day that you will look at what the world has to offer and you will say, is this it?
This is Straight Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck. I am so happy to be your host today. I'm coming to you from New Life Community Church, where our senior pastor, Mark Job, is bringing a fresh, strong, important, relevant message about stepping up and living higher. We believe that when Jesus called disciples, he called people who would be a difference in their world. And yet, even as disciples, we struggle sometimes with this thing called a bad attitude. I'm here with Pastor Mark Job in the studio. Pastor Mark, why do you think this message could change somebody's life?
How's your attitude today, Josh?
You know, I've had to check it a couple times. I've noticed it's not autopilot.
It is not autopilot. You know, you want to check attitude sometime. Just walk down Michigan Avenue or State Street, downtown Chicago. Look at people's faces, and you will see that there you could read a person's attitude just by looking at their face. Or drive down the Eisenhower or I-55 and just glance at the drivers a little bit to the left or to the right, and you'll see their attitude all over them. And I have to be honest, it is tough sometimes in a big city, and no matter where you live, maintaining a good attitude towards life, towards people, towards the environment, towards other drivers. But this is the thing. As Christ followers, your attitude is your responsibility. And I know, Joshua, we like to blame our circumstances, and we say, if my circumstances changed, I would have a better attitude. But that's not what Jesus tells us. Jesus is telling us, you need to take responsibility for the attitude that you have. So if you're listening to me right now, and you have a bad attitude, I want you to pause for a second and say, I take responsibility for my attitude.
Now, what a powerful thing to do, Pastor Mark, because then we have the ability to make some changes.
Absolutely.
Instead of blaming it on the outside. Well, we're going right here to James chapter 4. This is called Step Up to a New Attitude. It's the second half of this message, and I believe it just might change your day, and who knows, it might change your life.
When you in your life come to church and you worship God and say, you are my Lord and you are my master and you are my Savior and you are my all. But then you go out in the week and you fill your life with relationships and people and things. And what makes you happy is just things that are out there. And God is neglected and put on the side. Then you are raising up the holy jealousy of God. God is saying, hold on, I thought I was supposed to make you happy. I thought I was supposed to be the center of your life. I thought I was supposed to meet your needs and fill you. I thought I was supposed to be your joy and fullness and salvation. I thought I was supposed to be the one that gave you the thrill of your life. And God says that a holy jealousy rises up within him towards his people. He envies his spirit. He says, or do you think that Scripture says without reason that the spirit that he's caused to live in us envies intensely your mind? Why is your heart more into your job than into your God? Why is your heart more into your sport than it is into your God? Oh, I talk to men sometimes. I'll have a conversation with men sometimes. They'll say, you know, I like church. I don't like that worship part. Why not? I don't like the singing. You know, all that hand raising stuff. And feels too girly. I'm just not a singer. It's kind of karaoke deal. I like to come for the word, but, you know, all that, you know, gushy, mushy stuff. Really? And then those same guys. See them in a Bears game. Bare-chested. Painted colors on their face. singing the songs. Roll, go, go. Arming around with their guys like this. Oh, hold on a second. I thought that too expressive stuff was a little too girly. I thought that showing your emotions wasn't it. But man, do I see you show emotion at the ball game. Man, do I see you really scream and shout and holler at some of those games. How about screaming and shouting when someone gets baptized and gives their life to Jesus Christ? How about getting a little excited about the things of the kingdom of God that matter for eternity? How about letting your emotions go a little bit when you see, because it's what you're into that you're excited about. Amen. Wherever your heart is, your emotion's going to be, your heart is going to be. Man, I know that people, when they're into God, they are into God. And when they're into something else, they're into something else. So the question is, what are you into? Seriously, what are you into? And if it's hard for you to show affection for God, an expression for God, really, are you into God? Are you seriously into God? The one who saved you, washed you, cleansed you, bled for you, filled you, gave you life, gave you breath, gave you a second chance. Man, if he deserves our full emotion and devotion, it's God of the universe. The Bible says that the Spirit of God envies intensely. So friendship with the world means that we embrace the values and the pursuits of the world around us. The Holy Spirit that God has placed inside of us longs jealously for our full devotion, our full devotion. So how do we step up to a different attitude? You find yourself that your attitude is not where it needs to be because, let me tell you something, the world is always going to disappoint you. I want you to hear me well. The world is always going to disappoint. There's nothing in this world that will fill you forever. It will fill you temporarily, but there will come a day that you will look at what the world has to offer and you will say, is this it? God, his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his power is the only thing that can ever satisfy and fill the longing of your spirit. You are created to drink deeply of the fountain of God. Oh, you're climbing the success ladder and paying the bills. Oh, it may give you a thrill for a while. It may fill you for a while, but it won't last long. The love of a woman and her commitment, it may fill you for a while, but there'll come a day where that will ring empty in your life. Oh, these are not bad things. Even good things in life, sometimes we can try to cause them to take the place of God, cause them to try to fill us, but ultimately they end up empty. And then when we find ourselves empty, the attitude in our life begins to change. And so James talks to the people and he says to them how to change their attitude. And he says, listen, verse 6. But God, gives more grace. Say more with me. More. I don't know what you want in life, but you cannot live without grace. You say, well, what is grace? Grace is the unmerited, undeserved favor of God. Grace is God's favor. When you have God's favor, you have the most powerful force in the universe on your side. When you have God's favor, you have God's goodness pouring into your life. When you have God's favor, doors open up. When you have God's favor, there's a sense of his blessing, his goodness, his joy that's flowing on your life. When you have God's favor, you have momentum in your direction when you have God's favor. And here's what James tells us. But he gives more grace. Oh, grace is given to everybody, but some people have more grace than other people. You say, well, why does that person have so much favor? I wish I had their favor. They have more favor, more grace. And let me tell you, you want to attract the favor of God? You know, there's certain things that repel and there's other things that attract. Some people go and spend a lot of money on perfumes. They think this is, they see the commercial where a guy sprays a little cologne on them and he's got a bunch of beautiful women around. So they're like, where's that? Spray a little bit, you go like this and no one but your dog comes and you're like, oh, well, what's going on here? I have a tendency, you know, some people attract mosquitoes and some people can just go out and never be bitten. I'm like a magnet. They like me. I tell my wife, my blood's sweet and they like it. And so, you know, in Spain, they have no screens on the houses. They just, you know, leave the doors open, the windows open. And so always there's some bugs that get in there, some mosquitoes. So a couple of weeks ago, it happened a bunch of nights. Go to bed, turn the light off. At 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, there's nothing worse than hearing. How many of you know that terrible feeling? There's a mosquito in the room. And if I don't get him, I'm going to be dinner for them. I'll wake up with a bunch of little bites because they're going to suck the blood out of me. I'd flip on the light. My wife would say, what's going on? Don't worry, hon. I'm getting them. It's pretty hard to find a mosquito when you're blinded by the light. It's 3 in the morning and you're groggy. There I am looking all over the room. Where are you? Then you find them and like, okay, I got to get them. Grab a towel or something, squish, and there, my blood splattered all over the wall. I know it's my blood. Kind of makes you, hey, that's my blood. What are you doing with my blood? But they say that there's certain mosquito repellents, has DTS in it, and you put it on you and it repels. The mosquito comes close to you and whatever you have on you, that DTS, it repels the mosquito. So the mosquito's like, no, I don't like that. There is a repellent to the grace of God. There is something that when God gets around you, he withdraws his favor from you because he says, no, I don't even want to be around that. You know what repels the grace of God?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message called Step Up to a Higher Attitude, which is from our brand new series called Step Up Living. Pastor Mark is the lead pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And if you'll stay tuned, I'll tell you more about how you can get a copy of this message for free, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of James chapter 4 with his message called Step Up to a Higher Attitude.
You know what causes the grace of God to pull away from you more than anything else? What causes the grace of God to just get away from you? The grace of God doesn't want to land on it, be near it, come close to you. He smells it on you and he backtracks from you. The Bible's very clear about this. Listen, it says God opposes the... Come on, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humility attracts the favor of God. Pride repels the favor of God. Now, some people have a wrong idea of what pride and humility look like. Some people think that if you're humble, you walk around with your head low all the time. When someone says, hi, how you doing? You can barely look up. You say, hi, I'm, you know, staring down at your shoes. No, that's insecurity, not humbleness. There's a difference between being humble and being insecure. Jesus was humble, but he was bold. He looked people in the eye. He spoke directly. He loved. Moses, it says he was the most humble man of his day, yet Moses led a couple million people into liberty. He stood up to the powerful forces of a nation in the name of God, yet he was not a proud man. He was a humble man. Humility is the right assessment of who you are before God. Humility is recognizing reality that you are small and God is great, and that you deeply, deeply need God. Amen. That's humility. Humility causes you not to judge someone else, because you know if it were not for the grace of God, I would be in your same situation. Humility causes you to pray because you know how much you need the wisdom of God. Humility causes you not to brag about yourself because you know that everything that you have has been given to you from on high. Humility causes you not to judge others quickly because you know that you have been forgiven for so much and you need to forgive others for a lot as well. Humility causes you not to be intimidated by other people because you know they're mere human beings. The only one that you fear is God Himself. Humility causes you to bow your knee before God and say, God, there's nothing or no one in this world that can fill me but you, and I need all that you have, God. I am dependent on you. That's what humility does. And Scripture says God opposes the proud. When God gets around proud people, people that brag, people that think that they have it all together, people that think they're wise, people that don't think they need God, people that pursue their own, people that look down on others, people that are confident in themselves but not confident in God, it repels the grace of God. God says, if you're all that you are that you think you are, then do it on your own, because I don't even want to be around you. My favor's not going to be around you. And so God withdraws His favor from the proud, but He gives more grace to the humble. Amen. And so it says, submit yourselves then to God. Come under the authority of God. Humility says, not my way, but yours, God. Not my desires, but yours, God. Not my life, but yours, God. It's not about me, Lord. It's about you. It's not about what I want. It's about what you want. It's not about my will. It's about your will. It's not about my dreams. It's about your dreams. It's not about my values, it's about your values. I submit myself to you, God, because you are greater than me. Submit yourself into God. And then He gives us three things to do to recapture, regain that attitude that He's called us to. You see, humility does not earn the grace or favor of God. It merely puts us in a position to receive the gift of grace. Once in a while, I'll go out with my young son. He likes to throw the football around, and if I'm throwing a nice spiral football at him, if I've told him to go left and he goes right, not I want him to receive the football, but he'll miss it because he's not in the right position to receive it. God's favor is that way. He wants to give us His favor. He throws His favor at us, but if we're in a position of pride, we cannot receive His grace or His favor. We miss it. So submitting to God means to align ourselves under His authority. And there's three things that need to happen. Three practical steps to regain a new attitude. They're very simple. Let me give them to you very quickly. Number one, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the temptation to fill your life outside of God. You see, the big lie of the devil is that there's a better way outside of God's way. That's the lie of temptation. Temptation always tells you there's a better way that's going to fill you outside of God's way. You don't have to get married, just live with her. It's easier. There's a better way outside of God's way. You don't have to tell the truth, just lie. You can get away with it. There's a better way outside of God's way. You don't have to be generous, just hold it all to yourself. There's always going to be needs out there. There's a better way outside of God's way. Temptation always tells you that if you buy into this, it'll satisfy you, even though it's not God's way. And so we're lured into it, and we we're deceived into thinking that there's a way that's better than God's way, and it always ends up failing. So the Bible says, resist the temptation, resist the devil. How many of you know sometimes you just have to resist? Temptation is always going to be there, always going to be there. There's not a person in this auditorium that this week was not tempted. We're not all tempted with the same things. Your temptation may do nothing to me, but my temptation may do nothing to you. Someone may be out there and say, man, I'm really fighting. I've been sober for 6 months and alcohol's a real temptation. I'm fighting it. Every day I'm fighting it. I was never an alcoholic. Never. Never struggled with alcoholism. So it's not a temptation for me. It doesn't draw me. Doesn't pull me. But for the person that's struggling with it, it's a major, major battle. There's someone else that may be out there that's struggling with their thoughts of anxiety. It's a real battle to not fall into depression or anxiety. And someone else may be out there, they've always had a real positive mentality. They've never struggled with depression, so their temptation doesn't affect the other person. But we all have our temptations, every single one of us. And the root of every temptation is the same. The enemy is going to lie to you and try to get you to fall into the trap that is not God's way. And so we resist it, we fight it, we say no. So first of all, you resist the temptation to fill your life outside of God. Secondly, oh, I love this verse. If you haven't heard anything today and you hear this, come near to God and He will come near to you. Oh, let me say that again. Come near to God and He will come near to you. You know what God is saying? God is saying if you take a step, He's going to take a step. God is saying, hey, take a step, and He'll take a step. All God wants to know is that you're willing to take a step. You're willing to come close. And then God comes close. Some of us sit back and we just want God to come, but we're not willing to take the first step. God is just waiting, just saying, come on, take a step. If you take a step, I know you really want me. You take a step, I'm going to take a step. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And what happens when you draw near to God? And when God is close to you, you're going to start to feel the fullness of God, the grace of God. When you draw close, when you're far from God, you're going to feel the emptiness of being far from God. But when you want to fill your life with other things, but when you draw near to God, you're going to start feeling the fullness of God upon your life. And then he ends with this. Listen. Come near to God and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. When you come near to God, you're going to realize that you have been chasing after a lot of things that grieve the heart of God. You're going to say, oh, wow, God, I was chasing this and trying to fill myself with that. Those are nothing. Forgive me, God. That I was trying to fill my life outside of you. I want you to fill me, Lord. And then he ends with this promise. Humble yourself before the Lord. And He will lift you up. You see, the more you humble yourself, the more you attract the grace of God. The more you attract the grace of God, the higher you go. The lower you humble yourself and say, God, I need you, then the more the favor of God comes upon you and lifts you up. The more you acknowledge your brokenness before God and say, God, I can't do anything without you, then the more God can fill you. And when God fills you, He starts lifting you up and your attitude starts going higher and your faith starts going higher and your impact starts going higher and your life starts living at a different level. Why? Because you've humbled yourself before God and you've attracted the favor of God upon your life so He can start lifting you up. You're not lifting yourself up. It's God that's lifting you up because you've humbled yourself before God Almighty.
This was the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Step Up to a Higher Attitude, which is from our brand new series called Step Up, Living Higher. Tune in again on the next Straight Talk as we continue with part two, Guard Your Heart. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk Radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk Radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.